Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the men's US Open final, and I suppose it's fair to say it's a final that not many people would have expected. Kai Nishikori takes on Marin Cilic. It's scheduled to take place at 10 p.m. UK time on Monday evening. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is Sky Sports Nick Lester. How are you doing, Nick?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Looking forward to it, as you say. It's not one we thought was going to be around the corner, but can't wait.
Yeah, we'll move on to the men's final in just a moment because it's plenty to talk about, plenty of history and statistics to go through. But before we get there, let's just have a quick chat about Serena Williams. She landed her 18th Grand Slam title, and she did it in typically convincing fashion. She hasn't dropped a set in the whole tournament this year, and when she plays like that, it's hard to beat her, isn't it?
Well, as we always say, we always roll out the line, don't we, about, as you say, when she plays her best tennis, she's unbeatable. I'm not sure that's the case now. I think with Kvitova in the mix, I think if she plays well, she can match her. But, you know, it's that consistency week in, week out that Serena obviously hasn't had this year, that she's found post-Wimbledon. I think Wimbledon stung. I think all that happened around Wimbledon was a wake-up call. She had a couple of weeks in Croatia after that to practice, to knuckle down. There were definitely a couple of issues during Wimbledon, and she ironed them out, and there was a focus, you know, right from Stanford. Stanford was the first hardcourt event of the summer. You could see how much she was focused and knew what she wanted to achieve. And then Wozniacki just simply didn't have the firepower. You know, there were some rallies towards the end of the match that were just so typical of what you'd expect. You know, Wozniacki was just scrambling, hustling, but ultimately the forehand was a bit weak and she didn't really have anything in the locker to hurt Serena Williams as we thought would be the case.
Yeah, very impressive stuff in the end from Serena. She's now on 18 Grand Slam titles, which puts her level with Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova. And it's a third US Open title in succession for her as well. So we'll move on from that. Let's get down to the serious business of the men's US Open final. Kai Nishikori against Marin Cilic. It's the first US Open final in 10 years not to feature one of the big four, well, since 2005. So no Djokovic, no Federer, no Nadal and no Murray. And also, if you look at the last 10 years here at the US Open, it's either had Djokovic or Federer in the final. So when those two went out in the semi-finals, a bit of a surprise. So what do you make of these two in the final here, Nick?
Well, I think the first thing to say is it's worth reflecting on where these two were a year ago, because it's an astonishing story. I mean, 12 months ago, Kai Nishikori lost in the first round of the US Open to Dan Evans of Great Britain, who's now gone down to 300 in the world. And a year ago, Marin Cilic wasn't even playing because he was banned. You know, he'd served his ban, he was serving his ban, having been found with a banned stimulant in his system. So from that regard, it's remarkable, really, the way these two have come through. I mean, they have played, for my money, the best tennis, certainly Cilic, he's ever played in his life. Without a shadow of a doubt against Federer, no one would have beaten Cilic on that day. I was totally unstoppable. And, you know, he's cleaned up his game. Since his return from the ban, obviously happened in November, but he only played one event in November. He's come back strong. He's come back, I think, with a real wake-up call. It's been a complete wake-up call for him. I think he was drifting. And I think it happens to a lot of players. You know, I think there are a lot of players out there who perhaps get to sort of 30 in the world, don't quite realize what they've got, you know, earning a lot of money. And I think that happened for Cilic. You know, he's one of the nicest guys you can meet, is Marin, and it's good to see the way he's playing. And for Nishikori, you know, this is a guy who had an operation. He went under the knife 4 weeks ago, you know, had an operation to remove his cyst. Again, wasn't even sure if he was going to play here. And it just goes to show, you know, you give yourself a chance, you come in fresh, playing aggressive tennis. And likewise, I think, you know, he's probably played up there with the very best tennis of his life too.
Yeah, both playing very well. And just to put it further in perspective, it's the first final in New York to feature two slam final debutants since 1997, when Greg Rozeski took on Pat Rafter. It's also the first Asian man to reach a slam in the Open era, in the shape of Nishikori, the first Croatian to reach a major final since Goran Ivanisevic back at Wimbledon in 2001. And Ivanisevic now Cilic's coach. So how much do you think that's rubbed off on him?
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. I mean, they've changed the service action. The ball toss is lower. Cilic, I think, was thinking about it a little too much before. Certainly Goran, I think, has got in just to hit it. I mean, he's got one of the best actions in the business. I think probably before there was just a bit of overthinking. Now it's just a case of hit it. You know, I've got the motion, pick your spot and hit the lines. And then the way he served it out against Federer with those three aces in the semi-final tells you just a lot about his confidence now and how he perceives himself, because that is a lot of what tennis is about. You know, we talk about confidence, but confidence stems from how you see yourself. And I think Cilic sees himself in a different light nowadays. So he's been super impressive. You know, the forehand was always very, very shaky for Cilic. Now that seems to have tightened up as well. His baseline game, his backhand down the line has been super impressive. You know, you watch Cilic over the years, and I've watched him for a long time, and, you know, guys were able to draw errors from him. They were able to draw errors. They were able to make him miss. They were able to outmaneuver him. Something that hasn't happened at this tournament. You know, he's been rock solid from the back of the court. It's not just been the serve, but it's been the ground strokes that have been watertight as well. And, you know, as I say, he's played without a shadow of a doubt the best tennis of his life so far. And one more win will do it for him. It's a lot of this is obviously going to come down to who handles the occasion better. But Cilic has certainly got the weapons, certainly looking at the two prices, and I think he's a bit of value.
Yeah, let's take a look at the betting then. Nishikori is 4-5, Cilic even money. You mentioned there you think Cilic could be a bit of value. Also, do you factor in the fact that Nishikori had 2 5 setters before he beat Djokovic as well? Do you think it's going to finally start to catch up with him?
Well, I feel like we've said that for the last couple of conversations, haven't we? And it hasn't really materialised. I think the fact he's had a couple of days off is going to be, you know, I think he's going to be fresh. I don't really see that being an issue, perhaps, as long as it goes deep. I mean, obviously, he's a guy who is, you know, he's an aggressive baseliner, Nishikori. His forehand this tournament has been as good as it's ever been. The backhand's always been world-class. I saw a quote from Nick Bollettieri the other day who said that, you know, there's only 2 ball strikers and 3 ball strikers he's seen ever in the world who can compete, and that was Marcelo Rios and Xavier Melis. So that's fairly high praise from a guy who's seen a lot of tennis. So there's no doubt that Kai's got the game. The second serve has obviously still been the weakness for him. To beat Djokovic, who was below par, make no mistake about it, Djokovic was below par a couple of days ago. Obviously a fantastic win. I think a lot of this matchup is going to come down to the serve and the return. Simple as that. If Cilic can find a lot of good first serves, Nishikori is going to have to return as well as he ever has done. He did so against Rajanic. Obviously, you mentioned that, so he's had that kind of matchup. I'm slightly leaning towards Cilic. I really am. I know the head-to-head is 5-2 in favour of Nishikori. They've played on clay, obviously, a couple of times. But if you look through those numbers and go back and look at the stats of those matches, Cilic actually only served about 40% of first serves in those matches. So I think, you know, if he's up to around 60%, which is probably about half of the course, just under, in slightly quicker conditions, in hotter conditions, I think that's going to help him get a few more free points. I just hope he handles the occasion, because I know, I'm pretty sure Nishikori will, because I think the way that he's such a level-headed character, Nishikori, is a very calm personality. A lot of that stems from his upbringing. I think he'll handle the occasion. I just hope Cilic does as well, because I think if Cilic does, for me, he certainly has the weapons, I think, to win this one.
Okay, leaning towards Cilic then. What about the set betting? How do you see this going? Do you think it will go the distance, or do you see one of them getting on top pretty early on?
I mean, Cilic is a guy, you know, one break a set is generally enough for him, the way he's been playing. So I think it could be 4. I think it could well be 4. I think Cilic in 4 would just about be where I'd be looking to lay my money at the moment. And so I think, you know, it's so tight to call. And as I say, there is the unknown of nobody really knows how either man is going to cope. I think Marin has got a renewed vigour since the ban. I really do. I think that's played a big part in everything that's gone on in the last 6 months for him, I think. Being away from the sport for 4 or 5 months for him was just a shock to the system, a huge shock to the system. And I think he felt maybe he was wasting a little bit, drifting. And I think you've seen a lot of that in his recovery this year. So for me, I'm going to stick with Cilic. I think he's got the weapons at a decent price to come through today.
Okay, Cilic to win in 4 then. So 3-1 to Cilic on the set betting. That's 4-1. Just 4 sets in the match is 11-8. The match result on both players to win a set. Cilic is 8-5 in that market, and even money just to win the match on match betting. Let's just have a quick summary then, Nick, if you wouldn't mind. Just spin us through your thoughts for the men's US Open final one more time.
Yeah, I'm going for Cilic. I think he's the way he's been serving, the way he's been playing from the back of the court, it's the best I've ever seen him play. It really is. I think he's just he's watertight at the moment. I think he's hungry. He's very focused. He has a lot of belief in himself. And I think, you know, he has the armory to be able to hit holes in Nishikori too often, as long as he can deliver. As long as Cilic can hold his nerve, I think we could well see the Croat emulating his coach by winning a major.
Okay, good stuff. History in the offing tonight then at the US Open. Thank you very much, Nick. It's been a pleasure speaking to you for the last couple of weeks, and enjoy the final this evening.
Pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.